I thank the Lord tonight that I have a testimony to give, and I just want to begin by reading a wee verse in Isaiah 58, verse 11, where it says, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not." I was brought up to know the gospel, and I knew the gospel from an early age, and I was sent along to Sunday school and children's meetings, and I knew from early age of my need to be saved, but I had never done anything about it. So it wasn't until about the age of 17 that God took a deal with my heart and started speaking to me. And it was just to me another Sunday night service at Korean Free Church. And that night, I remember as soon as we started to sing the hymns, that I couldn't sing the hymns. And God was taking a deal with my heart, and I just froze and I wasn't able to sing the hymns. And I can't remember what was said that night, and I can't remember what was preached on or what was spoken on. All I knew that night was that I needed to be saved, and the Lord was taking a deal with my heart. So after the service that night, I hung back, and the first person that I could see to talk to was Trevor, and Trevor just took me to the side, and I told Trevor that I needed to be saved. And Trevor then brought the Reverend Higginson, and that night Reverend Higginson pointed me to the Lord, and that night I gave my life to the Lord. And then after I got saved, I started attending all the meetings that I never attended, like the prayer meetings and youth rallies and other different meetings. And prayer meetings was one of my favourite meetings, and I absolutely love prayer meeting, and I thank God for saving me and keeping me and taking me to these meetings as well. And after I got saved also, God changed my life. He brought me into children's work, and I absolutely love children's work. I'm involved in the children's meetings, adult help and set among the boys and girls, and also do memory verses and stuff. And I also would help on the bus for the children's meetings, and also help out on the bus for the Sunday school run as well. And I just absolutely love doing the children's work, and I'm so thankful for God to bring me into that work. Last year I got the opportunity with the Free Presbyterian Youth Council to go to Larne, which were having a children's mission up there for 1 week, and God led me into that as well. I'm thankful to him for taking me to Larne and giving me the opportunity to work amongst the boys and girls there. Also, this year I had the opportunity to go to Castle Wellen, which is organised by the Free Presbyterian Youth Council Youth Weekend, and even just thank God for leading me to that, and thank God for the messages that I heard down there, and to renew fellowship with young people from lots of different places. And just so thankful to God for leading and guiding me, and that's what he done for me after he saved me. And I'd also like to give a wee mention to Andrew and Hazel Gibson, for they have been really good friends to me, and I'm just so thankful to God for them, and especially Hazel, because there's not a lot of young girls in Korean Free Presbyterian Church, and I'm so thankful for Hazel being there. For sometimes it can get lonely, but that's why I read that wee verse in Isaiah, because it said at the start, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought." And I'm just thankful to God for these people, and thank God for the people who have said to me that they've been praying for me. I'm just thankful to God for all those people in my life. And if you're not saved here tonight, then I encourage you that you need to get right with God, because he not only did save me, but he saved me and he kept me. And my Saviour can be your Saviour too. If you ask Jesus into your heart and repent of your sins, then he will come and save you, and he will change your life for the better. And I thank you for listening tonight.